Far beneath the deepest ocean, there was once a beautiful underwater city where the Mer people lived. In the middle of the city stood the palace of the Mer King. The palace walls were made from finest coral, and the windows were cut from pure amber. The roof was tiled with 1,000 oyster shells, which would open and shut with the changing currents to reveal bright, glittering pearls. In the palace, the widowed Mer King lived with his mother and 6 beautiful daughters. Each of the Mer princesses would swim through the city of the Mer people, singing and swishing their magnificent golden tails. They would whisper excitedly about their 15th birthdays, when their grandmother would perform the magic ritual that would allow them to breathe out of water. Then they would be able to see the world above the ocean where the humans lived. The youngest Mer princess could not wait until her 15th birthday. She longed to be allowed to visit the surface and see the human world for herself.
My father was the keeper of the Eddystone Light. He courted a mermaid one fine night. From this union there came 3, a porpoise and a porgy, and the other was me.
Yo-ho-ho, the wind blows free, oh, for a life on the rolling sea.
One night while I was trimming up a glim, singing the verse from the evening hymn, a voice from the starboard shouted, ahoy! And there was me mother a-sitting on the buoy.
Don't be ridiculous, a buoy is a juvenile male.
No, a buoy, it guides the ships to sail. My mother then she asked of me. One was exhibited as a talking fish, and the other was served on a chafing dish.
Oh, yo ho ho, the wind blows free, oh, for a life on the rolling sea.
Then the phosphorus flashed in her seaweed hair. I looked again, me mother wasn't there. A voice came a echoing out of the night.
From the devil with the keeper of the Eddystone Light.
Oh, yo ho ho, the wind blows free, oh, for a life on the rolling sea.
Let us go then, you and I, when the evening is spread out against the sky like a patient etherized upon a table. Let us go through certain half-deserted streets, the muttering retreats of restless nights in one-night cheap hotels and sawdust restaurants with oyster shells. Streets that follow like a tedious argument of insidious intent to lead you to an overwhelming question. Oh, do not ask, what is it? Let us go and make our visit. In the room the women come and go, talking of Michelangelo. The yellow fog that rubs its back upon the window panes. The yellow smoke that rubs its muzzle on the window panes. Licked its dung into the corners of the evening, lingered upon the pools that stand in drains, let fall upon its back the soot that falls from chimneys, slipped by the terrace, made a sudden leap, and seeing that it was a soft October night, curled once about the house and fell asleep. And indeed there will be time for the yellow smoke that slides along the street, rubbing its back upon the window panes. There will be time, there will be time to prepare a face to meet the faces that you meet. There will be time to murder and create, and time for all the works and days of hands that lift and drop a question on your plate. Time for you and time for me, and time yet for 100 indecisions, and for 100 visions and revisions, before the taking of a toast and tea. In the room the women come and go, talking of Michelangelo. And indeed there will be time to wonder, do I dare, and do I dare? Time to turn back and descend the stair, with a bald spot in the middle of my hair. They will say, how his hair is growing thin. My morning coat, my collar mounting firmly to the chin, my necktie rich and modest, but asserted by a simple pin. They will say, but how his arms and legs are thin. Do I dare disturb the universe? In a minute there is time for decisions and revisions, which a minute will reverse. For I have known them all already, known them all, have known the evenings, mornings, afternoons. I have measured out my life with coffee spoons. I know the voices dying with a dying fall beneath the music from a farther room. So how should I presume? And I have known the eyes already, known them all, the eyes that fix you in a formulated phrase. And when I am formulated, sprawling on a pin, when I am pinned and wriggling on the wall, then how should I begin to spit out all the butt ends of my days and ways? And how should I presume? And I have known the arms already, known them all, arms that are braceleted and white and bare, but in the lamplight down with light brown hair. Is it perfume from a dress that makes me so digress? Arms that lie along a table or wrap about a shawl. And should I then presume? And how should I begin? Shall I say, I have gone at dusk through narrow streets and watched the smoke that rises from the pipes of lonely men in shirt sleeves leaning out of windows. I should have been a pair of ragged claws scuttling across the floors of silent seas. And the afternoon, the evening, sleeps so peacefully, smoothed by long fingers, asleep, tired, or it malingers, stretched on the floor here beside you and me. Should I, after tea and cakes and ices, have the strength to force the moment to its crisis? But though I have wept and fasted, wept and prayed, though I have seen my head grown slightly bald, brought in upon a platter, I am no prophet, and here's no great matter. I have seen the moment of my greatness flicker, and I have seen the eternal footman hold my coat and snicker. And in short, I was afraid. And would it have been worth it after all? After the cups, the marmalade, the tea, among the porcelain, among some talk of you and me, would it have been worthwhile to have bitten off the matter with a smile, to have squeezed the universe into a ball, to roll it toward some overwhelming question, to say, I am Lazarus, come from the dead, come back to tell you all, I shall tell you all. If one settling a pillow by her head should say, that is not what I meant at all, that is not it at all. And would it have been worth it, after all? Would it have been worthwhile, after the sunsets and the dooryards and the sprinkled streets, after the novels, after the teacups, after the skirts that trail along the floor, and this and so much more? It is impossible to say just what I mean, but as if a magic lantern threw the nerves in patterns on a screen. Would it have been worthwhile if one, settling a pillow or throwing off a shawl and turning toward the window, should say, that is not it at all, that is not what I meant at all? No, I am not Prince Hamlet, nor was meant to be. Am an attendant lord, one that will do to swell a progress, start a scene or two, advise the prince. No doubt an easy tool, deferential, glad to be of use, politic cautious and meticulous, full of high sentence but a bit obtuse, at times indeed, almost ridiculous, almost at times the fool. I grow old. I grow old. I shall wear the bottoms of my trousers rolled. Shall I part my hair behind? Do I dare to eat a peach? I shall wear white flannel trousers and walk upon the beach. I have heard the mermaids singing each to each. I do not think that they will sing to me. I have seen them riding seaward on the waves, combing the white hair of the waves blown back when the wind blows the water white and black. We have lingered in the chambers of the sea by sea girls wreathed with seaweed red and brown till human voices wake us and we drown.
So, Polly, what are your plans?
For what?
Well, for your future, your career.
Oh, I don't have any.
You'd like to have a full-time job instead of temporary work all the time, no?
No.
Well, what do you want then?
A fork.
I mean, from life, Polly.
I'm sorry. Well, I haven't really decided yet. I used to want to be a dancer or singer or something, but, well, I really like being a temporary secretary for you. What do you want from life?
Oh. Most things, I guess. Universal respect. Eternal youth. Passion that never fades. They're regular, you know. I guess I'd like never to get neurotic about growing old. And someday make something breathtakingly beautiful that lasts forever and all time. And Polly, I like having you around.
Oh.
I can concentrate with you there.
Oh.
I'd like you to be my permanent part-time secretary. What do you think?
I would love to be your secretary. Cheers.
Oh! Do you remember me? The ocean rolled. Time was slow. We felt an energy. The cock was crowing, the rum was flowing. A mermaid burns to see beyond the sea. And if I could turn where you stood, would you feel me? Would it be good? Would you remember? So turn the little key, the ocean rolls, time is slow. Turn the little key, the cock is crowing, the rum is flowing. A mermaid burns to see beyond the sea. I long to see, I long to see if there's a page for me. Do you remember me? The ocean rolled, Time was slow. We felt an energy. The cock was crowing. The rum was flowing. A mermaid burns to see. Beyond the sea, I long to see. I long to see if there's a page for me, a page for me in your diary.
The little boat! I knew that guy was spying on me. I want to go down!
Hey, Mr. Cornby.
Cornbluth.
What you looking for down there? Buried treasure.
Want to know what I'm looking for, boys? I'll tell you. None of your goddamn business! That's what I'm looking for! Get out of my way!
Idea how I got here?
Did you save me?
Do you speak English?
To know it's bad. God.
What?
You're playing games with me.
No, I'm not.
What is your stove?
I sang.
Yeah. I know. Come down here. Sing again, would you? Bring me luck.
Luck?
Haven't had much.
Everyone needs luck.
They do. Not everyone gets it.
Maybe it's your turn.
That'd be nice. Right. Come over here. Help me tie their claws. Right. Put one in between your legs so he doesn't bite you. And then just go like this.
What do you do with them?
What do you think?
Eat them.
Oh, sell them.
You always get as much?
No. Almost never. Right. There you go. Close that. Got that. It wasn't your song, you know. Couldn't have been. They were already in the pots. Sell the rest. We'll get something for these.
We?
Your share to catch. You did sing. Just don't go around town singing for everyone. Come on into the co-op. We'll get €10 a pound.
I don't want to meet anyone.
You've met me.
You're the only one.
Okay.
Yeah. My sister Kate learned to swim when most babies were still gnawing the sides of their playpens. I adore her. Everybody does. The day she was born, I wanted to name her after St. Gobnet, the virgin beekeeper. But Mother, Mrs. Flax, thought I was a little peculiar. I don't agree.
Dominique, mon bon père, regarde-nous simples égaux pour annoncer à nos frères la vie et la vérité. Dominique, Nicolique, s'en allait tout simplement, routier, pauvre et chantant.
Mrs. Flax doesn't believe in ritual or tradition.
Never know how much I love you.
No.
Never know how much I care. When you put your arms around me, I get a fever that's so hard to bear. You give me fever. When you kiss me, fever, and you hold me tight.
I think so.
Fever.
But I'd wanted to repent since the first time I saw a girl with ashes on her forehead cross herself and chant Hail Marys before a spelling bee.
Charlotte, we're Jewish.
What is this?
Cheese ball pick-me-ups accompanied by miniature Franks and for dessert, marshmallow kebabs.
A word about Mrs. Flax and food. The word is hors d'oeuvres. Fun finger foods is her main source book, and that's all the woman cooks. Anything more, she says, is too big a commitment.
It's Fred. Okay, how do I look?
Like a woman about to go forth in sin.
Oh, good. Exactly the look I was hoping for.
Right.
No way to.
you. What the catfish dragged in. Look at you. Look at you. There's something different. Don't tell me. I got it. It's your hairdo, right? You've been using a dingle hopper, right? No? No, huh? Well, let me see. New seashells? No new seashells. I gotta admit, I can't put my foot on it right now, but if I just stand here long enough, I know
she's
that
got legs, you idiot! She traded her vice to the sea witch and got legs. Jeez, man.
I knew that.
Ariel's been turned into a human. She's gonna make the prince fall in love with her, and he's gonna kiss her.
And she's only got 3 days. Just look at her! On legs! On human legs! My nerves are shot. This is a catastrophe! What would our father say? I'll tell you what our father'd say. He'd say he's gonna kill himself a crab. That's what our father'd say. I'm gonna march myself straight home right now and tell him just like I could have done the minute. And don't you shake your head at me, young lady. Maybe there's still time. If we could get that witch to give you back your voice, you could go home with all the normal fish and just be miserable for the rest of your life.
Stars and moon remind me of you. I don't know what to say. It might make you worse. I don't understand what her problem is. I think she's just a fish. I know you get it bad. You don't deserve this. And I won't put up with their ignorance. And they tell you they love you. Well, they don't mean it. I don't think they know what they mean. I don't think they know what love is. Throw it around like it's worthless. I don't think they know what love is. Thank you.
mermaids.